Watch, DHL cargo plane's tires catch fire during emergency landing at LAX by Amy Furr on August 27, 2026. A cargo plane's tires caught fire late Wednesday when the aircraft touched down at Los Angeles International Airport, LAX. The DHL jet was making an emergency landing as it flew in from Phoenix, Arizona. Around 11 p.m. when the flames were seen sparking and growing more intense in the darkness, ABC7 reported Thursday. Loud popping sounds were heard moments after the plane touched down. And that was when the sparks and flames were seen coming from beneath the jet as it slowed down. I don't know if we blew a tire, but it feels like the brakes locked up, the pilot said over the radio. When the plane came to a stop, flames were seen on one cluster of tires as emergency crews rushed to put them out, according to an airline video's clip. One runway was temporarily shut down as crews quelled the fire that left some of the jet's tires severely damaged. Officials have not yet said what caused the fire, and so far no one has reported anyone being hurt during the incident, per KTLA. Video footage from ABC showed a closer view of the plane's four damaged tires, and they appear to be completely deflated. DHL is a logistics company that employs over 500,000 people and serves more than 200 countries and territories, according to its website. When Adrian Dulcy, Larry Hilblum and Robert Lynn founded DHL in 1969, they didn't know they would revolutionize the world of logistics. Today, DHL is the world's leading logistics company. Our 584,000 people in over 220 countries and territories work every day to help you cross borders, reach new markets and grow your business. Or simply send a letter to your loved ones, the site read. LAX was in the news in April as authorities with the Federal Aviation Administration, FAA, opened an investigation after a plane that was traveling at low speed nearly smashed into two trucks on the ground as there were 217 passengers and seven crew members on the flight, UPI reported. The close call came weeks after an Air Canada jet struck a fire truck on the ground at LaGuardia Airport in New York City, killing both the pilot and co-pilot, the outlet said.